Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a line drive towards third. Royster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Royster for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hewlett. Laudner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hewlett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Royster reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman bunts towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive towards left. Redus catches it and throws to first to double up Newman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Clark now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Guillen tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Twins. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Laudner bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brunansky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark spins and fires to second, with Gielen covering, and Brunansky is picked off. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.